This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
January 5th, 2018. Happy Football Friday to you. Junkies on the Fan here till 10 a.m. You can watch us on NBC Sports Washington as well. Jason Bishop, Eric Bickle. Two-man show, our last scheduled two-man show until next December, I assume. Drabby, Valdez, Awad are here. Big day on the station. Big one. Because of what's happening on Grant and Danny later today. Kirk Cousins will talk live at Jam and Java in Vienna for about 90 minutes about his situation. So we're going to be doing a lot of Kirk stuff today, pumping that up. It's a pretty cool event when you can get the quarterback of your team to come in a live setting like that on stage and talk about everything. Who knows what he's going to say? We'll get your thoughts on that later. But it's a big day. Big day here.
Yeah, I think so. It'd be very
exciting. Cool if he was doing it on our show, but you know, we don't have him. Grant and Danny's
product. Those guys have worked really hard to establish that relationship, and they've had him for a few years. They had him back when he was back up, and then it just turned into a whole thing.
Absolutely.
So it's a great coup for those guys.
So we'll be getting into that. We also will talk NFL playoffs as well, four huge games, wild card weekend. We'll come at it from a couple different angles. First, from the media perspective, Eric Edholm from Yahoo will join us. What time is that? That's at 9, so we'll talk to him. He'll be covering the NFL playoffs for Yahoo. And we'll come at it from the handicapper's perspective, the gambling perspective with Brandon Lang also in the 9 o'clock hour. Maybe we'll get Skippy involved as well. We'll talk to John Feinstein at 8. Went to John's house yesterday. I sat down with John for 45 minutes maybe.
Right.
He was nice enough to sign a book for a buddy of mine who's going through some health issues. And he invited me in. We talked for about, 45 minutes to an hour. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good sit down. You guys,
it was a good sit down.
You guys were like pissed at each other at one point. That's all behind you.
We didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
I think he was more pissed at me than I was pissed at him.
Yeah.
I wasn't really pissed at him.
I thought you were a little bit pissed.
I thought he overreacted, but everything's fine now. I mean, yeah. We didn't talk about it at all. We just talked about life and family and, kids going to college and stuff like that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, good for you.
His kid was running around because she was off school, obviously. He's just got a money little property over there in Potomac. There's so many nice properties over there. It's ridiculous.
Right.
It's ridiculous how much cash is over there. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk to John at 8. And, of course, it's a Friday. We'll talk to BDK at 7, get the latest on the movies this weekend. I have no idea what's out this weekend. Maybe we'll talk to him about Molly's game because you and I did that interview with Molly Bloom. I guess front and center should be the weather here up front because, man, it ruins your day. It really does. It makes every day miserable.
It's that cold.
It really does. You don't want to be outside. You don't want to go anywhere.
Now, people are saying it's like the coldest day so far yet, but I know my car before I had registered 7 degrees. This morning it said 10.
But it's colder than that because you got to factor in the wind.
I guess.
It's in the negatives.
I know that when I get out of my car, I'm kind of jogging to the station. I'm jogging to the building because it's about a block and a half or so that we have to walk. And I mean, I could walk slowly and just be a little cold, but why wouldn't I just hurry? And I'll tell you what, I don't know if you guys all come in through the main entrance. If you come in through that main entrance, as soon as you hit that hallway, that heat hits you. And because it's so cold outside, it feels amazing. So I actually I'm almost in a sprint to the building to get in that hallway and hit that heat.
Yeah.
Because it feels so good.
Well, Drabby was talking yesterday about the meaning of the bomb cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't really get it. And it has something to do with the lower pressure, the millibars and all that nonsense. But when you look at the actual radar, when they follow it up the coast, it does. And he explained it well. He said it's like a hurricane in the wintertime. And it really does resemble a hurricane. Just mm-hmm. with the rotation.
Right.
And the rotation, and then just hug the coast the entire way, and there's so much energy, and there's so much moisture being brought in from the ocean, and it's just pounding I mean, literally just pounding the Eastern Seaboard.
The thing I don't like about it is it's early January. Are we in for a long haul winter-wise?
January is always long for me, but I'm sure we'll probably get two or three of these.
I feel like in years past, like recently, January hasn't been too bad. It's kind of like maybe we get our snow maybe in February, maybe even early March.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's been so cold now early, I wonder if we might be doomed. This might be. What's like the farmer's almanac saying? What are all the meteorologists saying when they look at it like over the next month or two?
I had heard that.
It's going to be rough. I feel like it's going
to
be rough.
They predict two or three major events. Now, major could be 7 to 10 inches or it could be 20 inches. Yeah. So, I mean, we escaped the snow. I mean, it was only a kind of a dusting here, 1 inch, but. The wind and the cold, man, that's just brutal.
Are any school districts changing their rulings from last night? So last night all our kids went to bed, generally speaking, around here, and it was like 2-hour delayed. I know it was in Montgomery County.
Oh, we're off.
You guys are off.
Yeah, we're off. Loudoun's off.
I wonder if Montgomery County is making a change this morning.
Hmm.
Because I think PG County last night I saw is closed. But, you know, when I saw early this morning, I think Montgomery County was still 2 hours delayed. We didn't get hit that bad.
It's still 2 hours.
I was wondering if maybe they were going to change it just based on the cold.
Yeah. That's why Loudoun's is closed, because of the cold.
They don't want kids standing out there waiting from the bus stop and everything.
No. Because Loudoun County, I mean, I don't know how Montgomery County is, but Loudoun County is a big county, and the eastern part of the county is pretty condensed, and, you know, there's a lot of neighborhoods. But the western part of the county is pretty rural.
Mm-hmm.
So kids are walking, you know, half a mile to the bus stop, some of them.
Well, Montgomery County is huge, too.
It's not even worth it.
You have, like, you know, Damascus.
Yeah, it's probably some rural areas out there.
Yeah,
too.
For sure.
But I'm surprised they didn't close them.
It was 2 hours. I was glad to get those kids out of school.
Get them out of the house.
Yeah. Especially when it's not snowing. I mean, it's just fine. It's just butt cold.
But it makes it worse for dog owners. And Drabby and Valdez, you can chime in on this because
Taking them for a walk?
Yeah, people don't have pets, just sit in their house, and they can just, you know, sit on the couch or sit in the bed.
That's all I did yesterday.
I've got to take my dog out 3 times a day, right?
And because you don't have a fenced-in yard, you can't, like, just let her run.
Correct. So I got to take her for a walk, and she takes her time pooing.
You got to get the energy out.
Yeah. So it just makes it worse for dog owners.
Were you guys out there yesterday in the cold?
Yeah, I walked the dog around the community.
How many times?
With the wind whipping in my face.
How many times?
I took him for one long walk in the afternoon, early afternoon, and then I just took him out after he ate dinner to go pee and poo again.
Right.
So I took him out twice, but one really long walk to get him all tired.
Right. Now you clean up your dog.
And it was miserable. Oh,
it was awful.
You clean up your dog's poo and everything, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Eric, this is my Oakley ski mask.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
This is what I wear outside.
You look like ISIS.
What about gloves?
You look like Carrie Underwood.
Wear gloves too?
Gloves are right here too.
Yeah, you got to.
My wife got me those silly like Costco gloves where you can like still use your phone. You know what I mean? It had like the special tips. Light.
Yeah, those never work.
It works.
Really?
Yeah. And it keeps me warm enough just to drive or whatever. Get in the car.
It's so frustrating too when you walk your dog and you just want her to do her business and
they don't want to poop in the snow.
They don't want to do that, and they always have to find their little spot. They sniff for about 20 minutes before they do it. It's just annoying.
Well, then they don't get to go.
I know, but then they start barking, and believe me, I have to do it because if I don't do it at dinner time, then she barks all night.
And you're the only one at your house that will walk the dog and that sort of thing, right? Kids generally don't do it.
No, the kids never do it.
They never do.
No, never. Right. Maybe when the weather's nicer and it's warmer and I make them do it, but they're not doing it
now. Do they give the dog any attention?
Yeah, a little bit.
They like the dog, but they don't. It's really your dog.
The dog's mine.
It's your dog.
I mean, the dog.
It's your friend.
Yes. The dog and I are buddies.
When you sit and watch Ellen, when you go home and you do that every day.
The dog's chilling
next to you. The dog's on your lap watching Ellen.
Does the dog sit right next to you?
Yeah, she sits on her bed next to me.
Really?
Yeah.
When you're at like when you're eating lunch and you're at the kitchen table or something, you're grabbing a sandwich. Yep. There's a dog right next to you. Does the dog pretty much follow you everywhere you go?
Well, I mean, when I'm
if you're
eating,
in your office,
when I'm eating, she's in the kitchen because she's hoping and grasping that I'll give her something.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, she's got a bed right there in the living room.
When you go,
or she'll sit in the front room. There's a little rug there. She chills on.
When you're in your office and you're looking at all your bets from the night before,
mm-hmm.
or what you're going to throw cash on tonight, does the dog usually follow you into your office?
She stays out of the office. She's not too interested. The reason she stays out of the office is because that's where the crate is, and she knows that's doggy jail.
Oh, she had to get sized to go in there.
No, but when it comes to walking the dog, fellas, I'm the one who does it. I mean, obviously when I'm here, my wife does it. But if I'm at home, I'm the one who does it.
Right. Well, I mean, you knew that when you got it.
Yeah, kind of. It's just hard. It's just hard to do it, man.
So
hopefully this is, and I'm going to Philly today, and I don't know. I'm guessing they're going to play the game tonight, but I'm going to go see the Sixers Pistons.
Why wouldn't they play the game? Did they get a ton of snow there?
They got, like, I want to say 7 inches. I don't think it'll be canceled, but it's going to be, you know, brutally cold again, frigid. It'll be colder up there than it is here. But I'm scheduled to leave around 11:30 to go up to Philadelphia. I'm not sure I'm going to get to the U-Bar. I mean, that's
you got to get to the U-Bar because I'm waiting for that text from you.
Yeah.
With your picture.
Did you send that picture out yesterday, Valdez, of the...
I tweeted it like you requested.
The U-Bar bartenders?
I did.
And any response?
A lot of favorites.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I'm not sure I want to walk around Philly tonight. I just want to go from the hotel to the Wells Fargo Arena.
I tweeted out the picture that you wanted me to, and I said, Bish wanted me to tweet out the pic of the bartenders at U-Bar in Philly. He's excited for his return visit Friday.
Well, Valdez has a theory. I'm not sure if Drabby has the same theory, but Valdez has a theory that I enjoy hanging around gay men.
Well, I know Drab does.
I know Drab does. Yeah. But what does Drab think about me?
I have a theory, or I also enjoy hanging
out? You also enjoy hanging out.
I have no
guys.
Problem with that.
But yeah, Valdez told me this yesterday during a break. He says, I think you really enjoy, because I was just like kind of giddy and frolicking
you're
around.
Excited about it.
Yeah. And he said, I think you enjoy it. I actually think you enjoy hanging out at gay bars. He said that to me.
Yeah.
And he said, I've only been to one gay bar my entire life.
but you
had a good time.
You never come in here really and talk to us, and you like sprinted it in here, and you go, make sure everyone sees my friends in this picture here. Get it out. I will tweet this picture out right now.
Immediately.
Yeah. My friends.
Right, I think you're embellishing a little bit. But I just thought it was funny. I mean, it was funny story.
More power to you. You want to go back there for a return visit and just repeat the whole bit.
Jason, are you more excited for the game?
For the U-Bar.
for the U-Bar.
Well, it sounded like the game, because he said he may not even go to the U-Bar now.
That's a good question.
How far is it from the gym?
Oh, it's a few blocks. We'd have to Uber it. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be finished. I got a feeling. If it's going to be butt cold, if it's going to be 15 degrees and windy.
Oh, it's
going
to be colder now. It's going to be like negative 15.
Is it?
With the wind chill, yeah, it's going to be really, really cold tonight. So,
I know it was cold. Maryland yesterday, Maryland shooting. That game started out okay.
Yeah, they hung around. It took like a 7-0 lead.
It was like 29-28 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
We're up, and then they go on a 15-3 run. And then I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, they're going to rally a little bit here. At halftime, they'll get it together. And then they just slowly but surely pull away. And, you know, props to Michigan State. They're number one in the country for a reason. They end up
Terps went to big winners,
91-61.
They went to a basketball clinic last night. That's what they did.
Yeah. Well, it was difficult.
After the first 10 minutes, it was a clinic.
Difficult matchup for them.
What were the shooting percentages? Because it was, I mean, Michigan State wouldn't miss. Let's see. Michigan State shot 57%. The Terps shot 38%. Michigan State hit 16 of 28 threes. Maryland hit 8 of 20. Look, it was just... That's just a different level. That team is amazing. They've got 5 legit starters. They got a superstar with Bridges. Their guards are really good, Winston and Bridges, and then Langford's legit.
I'm going to protect myself. I'm not going to get too emotionally involved. I've already decided.
You don't usually see the Terps get blown out by 30. That usually doesn't happen.
Now, they play Iowa next, right? And
Iowa's not very good.
Yeah, on Sunday.
Is that game here?
I believe so.
Yeah, that game's here, yeah.
Iowa is starting that kid from Murray, Luke Garza. He's a big 6'10", 6'11 kid. He looks kind of slow, but I watched him play for 3 years, and he's not bad, man. He's good around the paint.
Is he?
Yeah, and he's a competitor. He's one of the most competitive dudes I've ever seen. He's a freshman.
Well, Iowa hadn't won a Big Ten game yet. I think they're 0-4 in a Big Ten.
Yeah, they lost to Ohio State 92-81.
Just a down year for them.
But... That's pretty impressive. That kid's starting and playing right now. He hit 15 points against Ohio State yesterday. That's somebody to kind of keep an eye on.
But don't you agree? You're not used to seeing Maryland get beat that bad.
No, they usually don't. But they got to figure themselves out here a little bit.
No, I get it. Look, they're shorthanded.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pressure on Herter and Cowan to score. And they took, 27 shots last night. Just a lot of pressure for them to hit threes and score. And, you know, they're asking a lot of these younger kids. You know, Morsell, he didn't do much last night. But, you know, you're playing the number one team in the country at the Breslin Center. That's just not an easy out. That's just
Yeah, you knew it was probably going to be the wrong side of it. You just hoped you were going to be able to keep close. And like you say, they started out great, but then eventually they just pull away. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. It's all good. Not going to fret. It's Kirk Cousins
they'll
day.
They'll beat Iowa.
I'm not going to worry about the Terps today. I'm going to just be focused on Kirk Cousins all day.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he has some magical answers to soothe those of us that are that want Kirk to be here.
Yes, we got to hype it up.
I'll tell you what. I have seen some comments, and I've said this periodically over the last couple months, that I think are some fairly soft comments that I don't think he's just hell-bent on getting out of here.
Who knows?
Yeah, you know, we're going to play some audio from when he was on with Grant and Danny on Tuesday. And it doesn't sound like a guy that can't wait to get the hell out of here. Who knows? Who knows what's going to happen, though?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll play some of that and kind of discuss that. It's a big, big day.
And who knows? Maybe some of the options that were, you know, presented to him 2 months ago, you know, they're dwindling a little bit.
Well, he certainly doesn't have San Francisco anymore.
Because Jimmy Grapes is in San Francisco. You know, Bortles, they just re-upped Bortles. Not re-upped him, but picked up his option in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know, you're hearing stories about Denver and Cleveland. Who knows? Just no one knows.
Denver's the one that would seem the most intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
That would seem the one that would be, I think that's the bullet you're going to have to dodge.
Well, it just depends on what Elway's willing to pay for him.
Yeah.
You know, if he's transitioned, are you willing to trade for him and give up some picks? Or if he's a free agent, are you willing to break the bank and give him 28 to 30
million?
The
problem is it's not going to unfold for quite a while.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of Kirk talk for the next 6 months.
Yeah, you know, I wish it would just get resolved, but I think it's going to drag its feet a
little
bit.
I hope people in D.C. driving around the Beltway right now in, you know, zero-degree temps are getting used to it, because there's going to be a lot of Kirk Cousins talk. Like, what will Kirk do in the next 6 months?
You know what would be the greatest thing ever is if they just resolve it in, like, the next week. They just resolve it somehow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be incredible? They Bruce just says, you know what? You know, you didn't have an incredible year, but you played good enough. You showed us over the last 3 years that you're one of the top 10, top 12 quarterbacks in this league. We want to keep you here.
Here's $28 million over five, you know, per year over five. Take
and
it or leave
says,
it.
Says, you know what?
I'm in.
Yeah. I want to stay here. I like it here. And I'll leave a little on the table there so you can go get it, you know, a couple extra linemen or something. And they just do it. Wouldn't that be incredible?
It'd be incredible, but it's impossible.
I know.
All right. 800-636-1067. We are the Junkies on the Fan. When we come back, we'll get more into this Kirk deal, because this event with Grant and Danny at Jam and Java is a big one. So stay tuned. A lot of Kirk talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. 106.7 The Fan, NBC Sports Washington. Coming up later, we got John Feinstein at 8. We'll talk some NFL with Eric at home from Pro Football Weekly. And we'll also talk to Brandon Lang and Skippy and get a gambler's perspective on the wild card games this weekend, which start tomorrow at 4:30. But, you know, it's a big day on the station with Kirk going out to Jamma Java with Grant and Danny. They'll be out there from 10 to 2. I guess he's going to be out there with them, you know, roughly around 11 or 12, talk for about 90 minutes or longer, answer questions from the crowd. A little bit later, we're going to take calls from you and ask you if you had one question for Kirk, what would it be? We'll do that a little bit later when we take some calls. But, you know, it's a big day for us. It's a big day for the station. It's a big story in D.C. because, you know, he's a really good player. He's kind of a must-have player if you want to try and get to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl. But he's a free agent. So, and there's a lot of different options for both the player and the team.
And it's really one of those situations where typically when a player of his caliber is due, they get this deal done a year or so before you even get to this, you know, which would have been several years ago. And it's just, you know, it's just a done deal. And you lock up your starting quarterback to continue until he gets injured or the play just deteriorates to the point where it's obvious the franchise needs to move on. It's very rare that someone of this caliber is available like this, where honestly, I mean, I think, don't you think, what are the odds he stays or goes? Don't you think it's like 50-50? I kind of feel like that. It's like, and honestly, I think anything could happen. Everything is on the table.
I would lean towards him going. So I would say maybe 30-70 he goes.
30-70 even going. So it's even more. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. It's fine. This situation just doesn't happen. We're a starting quarterback of his caliber. You can debate how good he is, but I don't think anybody would argue he's a top 10, top 12 quarterback. You know, you have him at it's 70% leaving. It's 70% ultimately
just
and
me,
not working out.
But you have him at 50. Other people might have him at 30%.
I think it's 50-50, and I'm kind of resolving my mind that it's just going to happen. He's just going to leave, and I'm trying to emotionally distance myself from it and just accept that we're going to have some weirdo quarterbacking here next year.
See, the thing we just don't know, and, man, I'd pay a lot of money to know it, but we don't know if he really loves the team, if he loves playing here, if he believes he can win here. All right, because this team doesn't win on the regular basis. They get to the playoffs once every 4 or 5 years if they're lucky.
They get there occasionally. But I think all he's ever said publicly has been that we're close, that we can do that. It's just always said publicly.
Says all the right things.
The right things. So yes. I don't know why we just assume he thinks otherwise.
I don't assume either way, but we just don't know how he really feels. What he's telling his agent, what he's telling his wife. Do they want to move south? Do they want to move west? Do they really love the city? Do they love the organization? Does he feel respected enough to sign a long-term deal? Does he believe he can win with the direction of the team and the leadership? There's so many questions. We just don't know. Does he think he can get the most money here and not elsewhere? Is he playing for just the big contract? I don't think so, but who knows? We just don't know. We don't know him well enough.
He did, he speaks with Grant and Danny after every game. And, of course, they're having the big event today. But on Tuesday, they did their interview, and I think Valdez has it carded up. Scott Allen did a nice little write-up, because everyone's sort of been covering this event. And he talked about being an ambassador for the Redskins here. And, again, there's just these little comments that he makes here and there that makes you go, why does everyone think he's hell-bent on leaving? I mean, he very well may leave. I think it's 50-50. I have no idea what he's going to do. But I hear comments like this, and I go, it doesn't sound like a guy that can't wait to get out of here. Listen to it.
You know, hopefully people can hear where I'm coming from and just continue to, be an ambassador for the Redskins and stay positive about where we're headed. And it should be a good conversation. And part of the reason I like doing it is to hear from the fans. You know, I like to hear their questions directly rather than have a middleman. And I think that's what the event will be all about.
See, now you take that maybe differently than another fan would take it.
How do you take it when you hear that?
I just think he's a very good, I think he's a little political.
Of course he is. Can you pull back a little before that where he talks about it's just a good opportunity to give back? I hope it's right before that.
You know, that's what I want to be about. I don't want to be someone who consumes and takes. I want to be someone who makes deposits in other people's lives and makes deposits into this city and into this fan base. And, I think this event will be a great way to make a deposit. Try to be open and communicate as best I can. And, hopefully people can hear where I'm coming from and just continue to, be an ambassador for the Redskins and stay positive about where we're headed. And it should be a good conversation. Part of the reason I like doing it is to hear from the fans. You know, I like to hear their questions directly rather than have a middleman. And I think that's what the event will be all about.
He's just a very positive person.
Right. It doesn't sound like a guy that's like, I'm miserable here. This place sucks. Can't win here. Everyone's a loser. Get me out of here.
All right, but
it doesn't sound like that at all.
You're taking him for his word. But some fans may say, well, I just don't believe him.
That's fine. And you cannot believe him.
Right. I mean, that's just the big
question. But I just don't. Like, I just think he really is kind of neutral on the whole thing. But neutral, but also, I think he gives DC the benefit of the doubt a lot in some of these comments.
I mean, if he really wanted to leave, do you expect him to say he wants to leave?
Maybe. He would just say...
I don't think people say that. Athletes say that when they're kind of still in a contract negotiation.
Well, he's not saying what he used to say. I haven't heard it recently, which is, I just want to be where I'm wanted. I haven't heard that.
Maybe,
do you hear that? Like, when he was saying that, that sounded to me like a guy that wasn't happy.
Well, maybe he didn't say that on Tuesday. But
I haven't heard that much this year.
I guarantee he still feels that way.
Of course, and the offer will dictate that.
Yep.
But I haven't heard. Now, you guys can pull clips. He's on with Grant and Danny every week. I haven't heard in the last 4 or 5 months at least where he said what he said for a year or two previous, that I just want to be where I'm wanted.
Well, I don't know.
We were doing this dance in previous years.
Well, why would that have changed?
Because I think that there's a little bit of a softening. I think
from him?
I don't know. He indicated it. I'm taking him at his word. He indicated it 4 or 5 months ago that, you know, he'd had some good conversations with Dan or with Bruce or whatever.
And, well, maybe he feels like he's more wanted now from the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I'm just not hearing a guy saying, I just want, it's all on my agent. I just want to be where I'm wanted, and we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing a guy say, and over the last few weeks, and we've tried to point it out when I've heard it anyway, is when they talk about Josh Doxson's development. Hey, we want him to be a player here. We want to continue to grow, so we have something to build on here. I've heard those comments.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be an ambassador for this team and for this franchise and feel good about where we're headed. I heard quotes. Was it just yesterday where we heard the quotes where Kirk said to somebody that I don't think we're that far away from being a playoff team.
The other thing is he doesn't want to stir up controversy either.
Well, sure, but he could just say, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to be a part of this franchise. Why not just say that? I don't know. I just want to be where I'm wanted, and I'm going
to
let my agent handle all this.
He chooses not to. That's all.
I think in years past.
Because he probably feels like the more he says that, the more controversial he becomes.
Maybe, but in years past, he's just said, I just want to be where I'm wanted.
Or maybe he realizes now that some of these teams that he thought he might be able to negotiate with have quarterbacks of the future, and the Redskins are a real option. Maybe he feels that way now.
I've always felt the Redskins are a real option.
We just don't know.
Play it again for me one more time. It started at the beginning where he says, it's just a good opportunity to give back. It's what I want to be about. And it doesn't want to be someone who just consumes and takes. All that stuff.
Yeah, it'll be a good opportunity to just give back. And, that's what I want to be about. I don't want to be someone who consumes and takes. I want to be someone who makes deposits in other people's lives and makes deposits into this city and into this fan base. And I think this event will be a great way to make a deposit. Try to be open and communicate as best I can. And, hopefully people can hear where I'm coming from and just continue to be an ambassador for the Redskins and stay positive about where we're headed. And it should be a good conversation. And part of the reason I like doing it is to hear from the fans. I like to hear their questions directly rather than have a middleman. And I think that's what the event will be all about.
Okay.
Now, I get where you're coming from, and I can see where you're positive from those particular comments.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the other thing I didn't hear him say is, I want to sign a long-term deal with the Redskins.
I don't expect him to necessarily say that.
Yeah, I don't hear him saying that. So that makes me think that he's still open to, being a free agent and deciding on where he wants to go.
Don't get me wrong. He's 100% open to everything.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Absolutely open to everything. But people are underselling his comfort level here. They're overstating his misery here. I don't think he's miserable here. He just made 45 or whatever the hell $1 million
He's rich. He's not miserable.
He's rich beyond
his
means.
He might be miserable professionally because he's not winning.
He
wants to get to the playoffs every year.
They're close.
And he's played in one playoff game. Well, two because he came in for Robert against Seattle. But that's, I don't even count that. He's played in one playoff game.
Right.
In 6 years.
Right. Well, he wasn't even playing the first couple of years.
Yeah.
I would say this, though, and Kirk's a smart guy. And I don't think he would shy from this. If Kirk wants to win a little more, he's got to look in the mirror because he can play better. Mm-hmm. He can play better down the stretch. If you played better down the stretch, it's not the organization. Look, this is an organization that's been sort of in turmoil for 20 years, the entire Dan Snyder tenure. But the reason why they're not in the playoffs this year is not because it's all everyone else and not him. It's like what Jay said. You're a very, very good quarterback, but, we did end up 7-9, so look in the mirror a little bit. Mm-hmm. So Kirk could do that.
Especially last year.
Yeah, down the stretch last year. And I could point to 3 out of the last 5 or 6 games where he didn't play, he played some of his worst football. So, and I'm not taking that to say that he's got some sort of fatal flaw. I'm saying those are things he could build on. And he could take this team to the next level. So,
but you did point out, and we went over the stats earlier in the week, that in the last 3 years, he's thrown for over 13,000 yards and, 85 touchdowns, somewhere in the 80s?
Yeah, the numbers he's put up are elite numbers the last few years.
Yeah, he's not winning playoff games. He's not even getting there, but he's putting up those type of numbers. He's putting up numbers that quarterbacks put up to get to the playoffs.
Right, it's just, he's still growing. I saw a lot of strides where he got better this year. I saw where he extended plays. Where he used his legs more, where he stood in the pocket a little longer than he had in years past and tried to let things develop downfield. Now, I would have liked to see a lot more downfield passing this year, I'll be honest, but they didn't have the threats. Pryor was a bust. And did you know Doxson was the most targeted receiver? But he only caught, less than half the balls thrown his way.
Yeah.
So, you know, there were a lot of factors that went into why this team didn't throw it more downfield, but I think that is an aspect of his game that we're going to see continue to develop if he stays here, in my opinion. But anyway.
Do you think that Kirk feels like the team will put the players on the roster that he needs to be successful with?
I have no way of knowing that.
Do you think that based on what he's seen over the last, 4 or 5 years, that the team will go out and get the proper weapons for this team to be successful and get to the playoffs year
in,
year out?
I can only take him at his word when he says that he thinks we're close. We're not that far off from being a playoff team.
I know. That's
a positive comment.
And the cynics would say, well, that's just him being positive.
Okay, people can blow off everything he says, but I could point to a lot of positive comments coming from his side of the camp here over the last 6 months or so. So, but I'm still, by the same token, I'm still kind of resigned to ultimately Bruce botching this and just letting him go.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see.
Well, it depends on what your definition of Bruce botching it is. Because, is he botching it because he's just not willing to pay him?
Yes.
Or is he botching it because he feels like he can spend money in other parts and fill other holes in the
team? That's a little bit of a misnomer, too. I want to get in that maybe when we come back here for a moment about all the money that they may be giving to a quarterback and where that would leave them otherwise. I don't think people quite realize that these teams don't always spend all the money that's available to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some numbers here in the last few years where the Redskins haven't maxed out, paid. They're leaving money out there. There's money they could spend on other players and they're not.
Where is that money going?
They're just saving it.
In Dan Snyder's pocket.
Yeah, they're just saving it.
And is that a reason why Bruce Allen is still working for Snyder?
I think it's a big reason, right.
That's what I said earlier in the week.
Yeah, of course.
Snyder is about making money. He's not about spending all of his money.
They didn't max out all the potential money they could have spent in 2016. Do the research. Look it up. They didn't spend all the money they could have spent in 2015. Now, this year they spent a lot of money because they had 20 guys on IR. They kept signing guys. But, we go through some of that. I'm going to point out some of those things for people to say, oh, I don't want to give them the extra $3 million a year. Why? They had $14 million they didn't spend in 2016.
Yeah, well, maybe if they had spent it, they'd be a game better.
They're not in the playoffs because they've overspent somewhere and they haven't had enough. That's not why they're not. They're not in the playoffs because they haven't been good enough.
All right,
the players that they've had have not been good enough.
800-636-1067 is the number. We're talking Kirk Cousins here on The Fan. 800-636-1067. It's Bick and Bish from the Junks here till 10 a.m. Two-man show. Big show today. Big day on the station because Kirk Cousins is going to be out with Grant and Danny at Jammin' Jobba in Vienna later this afternoon, answering your questions, talking about the situation, talking about his future, see how much it gives you. But we're going to take your calls here very shortly, get your thoughts on it as well. And if you were there, what would you ask him? If you had one question, what would you ask him?
Right. Part of the reason why people are upset and they argue against paying Kirk or any quarterback X amount of dollars, when it starts to get obscene. And let's be honest, as great as Kirk has played, as well as he's played the last couple of years, he's due to be overpaid, right? And that's kind of how it works. If you played at a very, very high level and there's going to be sort of a market for you, you got to kind of have to overpay and you kind of set the table. And then when Matt Ryan comes up, he gets more than you. And then when Aaron Rodgers is up, he gets more than both of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when Russell Wilson is
up,
he's going to get more. And that's just kind of how it works, right? So it's Kirk's time to get paid. People have argued, though, that, you can't do this. You're not going to be able to spend elsewhere in other positions on the football team. The first year he signed that outrageous franchise tag, and people said it would never happen. The team would never franchise a guy like that. Remember when he made $19.5 million, basically $20 million?
Yeah.
Do you know that they left $14.5 million? They could have still spent another $14.5 million elsewhere. They didn't. The adjusted salary cap for them was $161 million that year, and the Redskins spent $147 million.
Mm.
They still had another. They gave Kirk $19. They could have paid him $34 million in 2016 and still been under the cap.
Yep, decided not to.
So all these people
Side
that
the pocket
say,
the money.
All these people that say, they don't have that money. They need to spend it elsewhere and improve their defense. Well, you're probably right. They probably should spend it in some other places. They didn't do it in 2016. They saved $14.5 million bucks that they didn't spend.
Exactly.
Well, in 2015.
Kirk knows that.
In 2015, I had it right in front of me. I think it's around 8 million. There was $8 million in money that they could have spent. And this, by the way, is kind of typical for a lot of teams. The Bengals do it all the year, all the time. Bengals save like $11 million, $8 million, $5
million. They're probably Brown's probably the cheapest owner in the league.
The Redskins are right there with them. In 2015, the adjusted salary cap for the Redskins, when you include like rollover money and that sort of thing, was $146 million. They spent $140. So in 2015, they left $6.5 million on the table that they could have spent elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, just because Kirk might be making an exorbitant amount of money doesn't mean that's necessarily taking away from other positions. They don't often spend it. Now, this year, there was about $1.8 million or so that they had left over. And you always need to have a little left over for injuries and stuff. Well, they had a ton of injuries. They had 20 guys on injury reserve. So they're constantly signing guys. And that took its toll. And that's why you want to have a little breathing room. But
you probably don't need that much.
My point is, you don't have to have $14.5 million like they did in 2016. This is not a team necessarily that maxes out their salary cap every year and spends every last dollar. Believe me, there's money out there, and Kirk and his agent know it, to pay the quarterback a premium. They know it. So I just think sometimes people don't even know, they don't even know what they're talking about. So, I don't know. I'm not saying that means give them $35 million. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying just because it's this outrageous money doesn't mean necessarily that it prevents them from spending in other places. They don't often spend it.
But it's obvious that they do need to spend in other places.
Of course. They have so many
needs.
They've
got a bunch of holes, specifically on the defensive side of the ball. They've got to go out and improve. Even if they did retain Cousins, they've got to go out and improve in other facets of the game. They got to improve the line. They got to get a back. They got to get another receiver, help on the defensive line. They got so many holes.
They do. But here's the good part of that is right before that swoon in that last game, that just dud of the game against the Giants where we just didn't show up, you could point to two games that they should have won. You could argue they should have won. They should have closed out the New Orleans game. What was the winning percentage on that when you're up 15 with 3 minutes to go?
Oh, it had to be 98.
Yeah. I mean, they just blew a game that 98% of the time teams in the NFL close out.
I'm guessing on that number, but it had to be very high.
It's less of a strong argument, but I mean, if Josh Doctson makes that catch in the end zone against the Chiefs, he win that one too. So even with all their holes, and they have a ton of them, they weren't that far away. You could make that argument. So...
But there's also not necessarily a carryover from year to year.
That's true. But here's what the one carryover has.
I mean, they were pretty close, but there's no saying that they'll be that close next year.
Well, and I think the schedule next year looks daunting, especially when you look at the quarterbacks they're going to be facing. But you never know. Things always play out differently than you think week to week. One thing you can say is they tend to yo-yo as an organization. You know, they win 10 games, then they win 4. You know, that has not happened.
They've been in the 7-9 range.
They're kind of plateauing in this 9-8-7 range, but they haven't bottomed out. You know, like he's kept them competitive.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing you can say for Jay. He's kept this organization competitive the last 3 years. They've been sort of on the cusp of it.
But you would expect the way Carson Wentz played this year that the Eagles are going to be.
Eagles are going to be legit.
The Eagles are going to be really good for, 7 to 10 years.
No doubt.
So. Are you trying to maintain where you are? Do you want to get better and try and win divisions? Because right now it doesn't look like the Eagles are going anywhere.
No, of course you want to win the division. Of course, the goal every year is win the division.
So that 7-9 range, that's not going to win divisions, obviously.
No. But it keeps you. No, of course not. It's not good enough.
No,
but it's not. They haven't bottomed out. He's kept them competitive, and they can. And then you just keep tweaking to try to find the right pieces to get over the hump. I'm not suggesting 7 or 8 or even 9 wins is good enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting that it's keeping you fighting. It's keeping you in the game so that you have a shot, and hopefully you can make a few moves to put you over the top. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you have a legit quarterback, you're going to win, you're going to win that many games.
Yeah, and I think having Kirk Cousins here under center gives them a shot in any given year to get to the playoffs and then go from there. And do I think Kirk Cousins can win a playoff game? Absolutely. Of course. Of course he can win a playoff game. Can he win multiple? Of course he can. Needs help, but of course he can. All right, let's pay out some of these calls. People want to chime in here. Let's go to John in Fredericksburg. John, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What's up, Junks? What's up, EB? What's up, Jason?
What's up, brother?
Hey.
Hey, I want to talk about consistency and getting Kurt signed. You know, I'm excited about the interview today. And I feel like if we get him signed, we can go from there. Because if you look at all these other teams around the league, if you look at the Chargers, if you look at the Saints and everything, they signed Breeze and Rivers back, and you know, and they still put up the same kind of numbers. And look at the teams now; those teams have gotten better through the draft and everything. But they signed their quarterbacks a long time ago, and we could just build off if we just signed them. That's all.
I tend to agree with you.
That's what Eric is saying. Now it's tough to compare Cousins to Rivers and Breeze because they're going to Hall of Fame.
I think he's been better than Rivers the last couple of years.
Maybe, but I mean, Rivers' resume, he's got a Hall of Fame resume.
No doubt, he's done it over a long time. Let's go to Charlie. Charlie, what's up, man? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, love your show. Anyway, I think we should keep Kurt. I think Kurt is, he's no Breeze, no Brady, no Rodgers, but you know, he's a top 10 quarterback. I would take him any day of the week over Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl with a great team around him. And I think Kurt can win a playoff game, and I think he can win a Super Bowl if he had the team around him that he needs. And that's just, I'm a longtime Skins fan. I'm tired of seeing the carousel of quarterbacks. I think he's a good one, and I would love to see him again.
Even though you sound like a donk, I agree with almost everything you said. And mm-hmm. You do sound like a donk. Don't get it twisted.
Especially the part about Flacco.
let's go to Steve in Haymarket. Steve, what's up, man? Y'all with the
Junks. I'm with your Niners.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
It was actually good that year.
So maybe this is a stretch, but you know, we've been going through this whole time where we franchise tag him over and over and over. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's a possibility we don't want to lock up a contract with somebody else so we have money in case we need to franchise tag him again. Maybe that's why, you know, we've kind of had this habit of keeping money every year. I don't know. Maybe it's a long shot, but maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are other reasons.
But
you know, look, I would be stunned if they signed him to a franchise tag again. Even though, you know, you bring the numbers out and you say they've left $14 million, $12 million, $10 million on the table, I would still be stunned to pay if they paid Kirk Cousins $34.5 million for 1 year, knowing he could walk the next. I would be stunned by that. So I would say that it's either going to be the transition deal and then they trade him, or they just say, you know what, just not going to work out.
Let him walk and we take a third round compensation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's been reported in the last couple days that Jay has kind of made it known, or at least people that know Jay, he wants to know right away too. Like the fan, he wants to know. He needs to know what he's working with.
Yeah.
Here in this offseason as a plan. You know, you don't want to wait until right before the draft to figure out what the hell you're dealing with here.
Absolutely not.
But
I mean, it's got to be tough for him.
Unfortunately, I think that's the way it's probably going to play out. I hope we're wrong.
All right, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. We'll talk to BDK at the top of the hour, talk some movies, then we're going to get back into your calls about the Kirk Cousins deal. Huge day here on the station because Kirk's going to be out at Jam and Job in Vienna talking to Grant and Dan. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.